And finally, the last word, obedient to their own husbands. This is the word that, sadly, the New King James and King James misses. It's not the word obey. Children, obey your parents is a completely different word. This is the word hupotasso, to line up behind, to submit, to get into a line of authority, to get into the role that is specific for what you have been called to. Hupo, under, beneath, or behind, kuo, to be called to a specific role. God says, the ESV translates it submissive, which is right, the NIV subject to, which is correct, and the same with the NASB. The idea is pursuing submission. All of us are supposed to be submissive. There is no one that is not supposed to be submissive. Specifically, this woman is supposed to pursue submission to her God-called role in life. And that's in the midst of a very rebellious world. Every woman who is married, the Lord has clearly called you to an attitude of submission to your husband, whether he's saved or not. That's what 1 Peter 3 says. And if he's not saved, your responses to him and to all of his disobedience to the Lord is supposed to make him astonished and want to know what kind of a God it is that causes you to be so much like Christ. Do you remember the people that came to try and arrest Jesus? They said he was so amazing, we couldn't arrest him. We just couldn't stop listening to him because he was, no one talked like he talked. God says, clearly, have an attitude of submission to your husband. And whether or not you're even ever married, God is pleased if you pursue submission in a rebellious world. Our world doesn't like any restraints. Godly Christians love restraints. They love submission, and it characterizes their life. Well, God desires for every woman of grace these 12 qualities. With time ceaselessly running by all of us like a river, 60 minutes an hour going by, God says, if you will dip down in that river and with this attitude and priority of life, take time out and live it for me, the time that you invest with these qualities as a part of your life lasts forever. The God of the universe asks for these qualities. That means that he will enable us by his grace to accomplish this.